submit, we play, rinse and repeat.
Do you want to make fun of that sound, don't you?
No.
You want to go, woo, 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 woo. There was one show that you did that, and now every time you've done it, now I want to do that.
I have that effect on people.
Yeah, you make people want to go,
We are here, here on killradio.org.
This
hey,
is
that was
who we
are. That was a nice show you just finished.
Oh,
the,
thank you.
The Actors News Hour. That was some lovely music.
Yep. Do you like my phone call to Senator Biden's office?
That was hilarious.
I wish I could have done it live, but we can't do it. I've done it before. I called Senator Feinstein's office that way on the phone and on the air. You know, they don't know.
It was great.
Normally, I'm really nervous when I have to do that, too. I go, hi, my name is Mark, and I'm a constituent.
You did sound a little bit like a Valley Girl.
Did I?
Yeah, just a little.
I was trying to sound loose, and so I guess when
like
I get loose.
Like a Valley Girl.
Yeah, with her legs spread, yeah. Yeah.
So
what's the show about, John?
This is Kill Radio's all-submission-only submission show. We're very proud of it. And bands, musicians, artists, they send us music, and we play it on the air.
Play it.
And that's our way of subverting the corporate system by not screening or prejudging or any of that other bullshit. We just, you made it, you sent it, we play it, and bitch about the weekend and the president in between.
Yep. Yep.
You hear Karl Rove stepped down?
Shut up.
Yeah, Rove resigned.
Shut up.
What?
Is that on the news?
Yeah.
I'm going to get on the news right now.
About fucking time. Plagued by scandal. No, he just, you know, he left to spend more time with Ari Fleischer's family.
Yeah, the typical. Yeah, there it is. Karl Rove to leave White House.
Yeah, well, I guess he hasn't officially left yet. Yeah.
Karl Rove, President Bush's close friend and down low buddy and chief political strategist. You know what down low means, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
So, announced when he will leave the White House at the end of August, joining a lengthening line of senior officials heading for the exits in the final 1.5 years of the administration. Wow.
Yes. So they're now auditioning hands to shove
up. You know, it's interesting when you think about it, because obviously he's not leaving because things are great. He's leaving because things suck.
Well, he's leaving because Bush is a lame duck president. He's leaving because there's nothing else for him to do.
Yeah.
There's no reason. Like, he can't work for the Bush third term campaign, although I'm sure he thought about it. So, oh, here's another news piece.
Please.
The Taliban, those crazy fuckers, they released two of the South Korean hostages.
Only two?
Yeah, these two women.
There's like 24.
They were sick. Oh. I know. And they released two of them. And we're all supposed to, like, the rest of the world's supposed to be like, oh, they're partners in negotiation because they released two people. It's amazing how they think. They're like, we're supposed to what? Thank them?
Especially two people who were sick. God.
Like, I don't want to get the flu.
Especially South Korean flu.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Taliban.
Yeah,
thanks,
you guys
are
awesome.
For participating in the rest of the world.
God.
A little bit. But, that, you know, this show's not about politics. We don't do politics at Kill Radio.
We don't?
Kill Radio is a music station.
That's the problem, right.
Yeah.
We don't do any politics at all. We have no news programming.
We are the problem.
Yeah. These music shows, these successful music shows are the problem.
There's nothing like a problem. There's no way to treat a problem like being a part of a problem.
You know, and there's nothing like having a problem and then making it worse.
Exactly.
By adding to it.
With the wrong ointment.
Yes. Or solve.
Did you do anything this weekend?
I was in Lake Arrowhead on Friday. I went up to Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Took the train up there. Well, to San Bernardino. Crazy. Metrolink. L.A. to San Bernardino. $10.
Wow.
You know how much it would cost, like, Amtrak?
Probably just like gas.
It costs like $30, probably, I'm sure. Yeah, my brother was in town. He lives up in Northern California. He was down with his daughter, my niece, who's like 5. They picked me up from the train station. We drove back up the hill, and we spent the day together. And really nice, relaxing time. There's this one in Lake Arrowhead. There's an area they call The Village, and it's this big, huge shopping center. It's actually been there since the beginning of Lake Arrowhead's days, so to speak. And there's this one dumb pizza place I like because they have this a little arcade section. They have a basketball, one of those basketball hoop games.
Mm.
And I don't know why. It's like the testosterone just goes apeshit in me. I want to play that game every time I'm up there.
Really?
And so my brother and I were playing it, and I was just kicking his ass. But then I realized the thing is so thrash. Partly, you'll make a basket, but there's a hole in the net. And so it'll go out the side, and it won't count because the ring is at the bottom where it counts.
Oh.
But then I noticed because it was like, I guess because it was shaking so much, the sensor was counting baskets when there wasn't even a ball going through. So I got like, and you get tickets, you know, like a Chuck E. Cheese kind of tickets. So we scored all these tickets for my niece. She got herself a toy thing. Got her like 200 tickets.
Wow.
Partly because the game was cheating in our favor.
Well, there's some games that you win and still you're a loser.
Really? Like what?
That's one of those games.
Really?
That and Solitaire.
I got the high score.
And Yahtzee.
Well, actually, all video games are...
Football.
All video games, like arcade video games, are all about prolonging your life, but ultimately you will die.
Yes.
And that's the crazy thing. You know, you think of it in terms of an economic model. People are putting money in for the experience, but they're not ultimately going to ever really win. There's no true winning. You don't get your quarterback.
Well, but you do get a plastic spider ring.
You can. Or in my niece's case, she got this lovely pony set. It wasn't pretty pony because... It was the Chinese ripoff version. My lovely pony.
Ponies are pretty.
Yes.
We should play music.
We really should because...
Do you want to go first?
You're not talking much today. What's the matter?
Are you being sarcastic or...
I don't know what I'm being right now. I'm just not acknowledging...
being
I'm just
dick.
Calling how I see. Yeah. Just being an asshole as usual.
I'm tired. I had a lazy weekend and I haven't recovered from it.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to get baked yesterday and then I decided not to.
I didn't get baked this weekend. I didn't even eat baked
products. And the way I get baked is, you know, it's such a commitment. It's like the way I do it, it's like it stays with you for a while. So enough talking about my special magic butter.
magic butter.
And other things.
Hooray.
Yeah. But let's go to music. This is an artist we've played a number of times on the show. I like his music a lot. It's Julian Alexander. He also, way back when he first... sent music to us. It was under the name Cavort, so I don't know if he has a number of different incarnations or he's schizophrenic and or what. But he's based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/thejulianalexander. This is a track called Talk Is Cheap. It's featuring a vocalist by the name of, I'm going to say it's, what would you say, Lily or Lele?
Where is it?
Right there.
Ooh. I'd say Lele.
Okay, it's featuring Lele. Talk Is Cheap. You listen to here on killradio.org.
Yes, J.A. Sing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So beautiful. B-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Can I hear you sing?
Why should I give you a chance? Why should I think this will last? Can't give my heart to you, boy. Cause you're treated like a toy. You say you're different, but talk is cheap. You say you can't do me wrong, sure I believe.
Can I get up what second? Rappy rappers rapping on attack and just wreck it, yo. You gotta perfect it, checking and directed, cut it open to dissect it, yo. Cut it into sections, got me turning 360s in a different direction. Sections,
what's that?
Sensual sections, you think this and that, bring it back for correction. Separate the mind to connect it through convection. The thought of the body is no use without protection. Take it to the court with no case of an ejection. Premeditated prejudgments is what you're making. Got me starstruck, that's amazing. Hot like Starbucks, I'm cat chasing. Overly think me to be just bothering. Only think one thing, see, I'm not like other men.
Why should I give you a chance? Why should I think this will last? Can't give my heart to you, boy. Cause you're treated like a toy. You say you're different, but talk is cheap. You say you can't do me wrong, sure I believe.
Can I please get a minute? Believe me, I got reasons for you to listen. Like smooth with the touch, yeah, but that's what you're missing. There's you and me and I will never finish. Hey, I'm doomed from the start. Cause dude broke your heart when you two broke apart. Like you gotta twist it. Cause if you took the time, you would see there's no mission. You couldn't even rush it, whatever it is you're thinking. I couldn't even think to be clever with what I'm speaking. Of course, I got tons of heavy looking shit with only me bugging and my words are full of rubbish. Like I still have something to say. Don't shoot me down, shoot me like it's judgment day. Hey, I need to get to know ya. I want to get to know ya. Give me a chance to show you like that.
Why should I give you a chance? Why should I think this will last? Can't give my heart to you, boy. Cause you're treated like a toy. You say you're different, but talk is cheap. You say you me wrong? Should I believe? I've seen your type before. You want it for the chase. You're gonna let it go once you get to fourth place. Why should I give you a chance? Why should I think this will last? Can't give my heart to you, boy, 'cause you'll treat it like a toy.
I'm not playing games, no high school shame. Someone trying to find a girl that's easy to entertain. Like, I may need to grow up, 'cause if this thing was sold on, I wouldn't have made this song up. I wanna be like, come on, let's do this thing right. Maybe we can get it tight by the end of the night, right? Listen to what I tell ya, I need to get to know you. Give me your chance to show you like that.
Why should I give you a chance? Why should I think this will last? Can't give my heart to you, boy, 'cause you're treated like a toy. You say you're different, but talk is cheap. You say you can't do me wrong, should I believe? My goals, my dreams, I know it's my scene. Just let a nigga roll my green, 'cause can I live? Man, fuck it, don't need no Vizine.
Let's go. Be borderless. We all shall live in peace. This world is reality, and the beginning starts with a dream. Be borderless. And judging by people, faith the action today, tomorrow, I'll be a better day. Yeah, be borderless. DSF Productions.
I don't know what device to hold in my hand. I was like, I was about to put my to talk on the show. I was about to put my cell phone back up to my ear and start talking again. That was Black Storm and A1 Official. This is
A1 Official. I haven't heard from him in what, a day. Missed him.
Yeah, this is this is the last of the music we got from DSF Productions. I think they're actually based in like Yugoslavia or something.
Yeah.
And they sent us all this stuff. Or
wasn't it Macedonia?
Well, a lot of them are all over that part of Europe. But and they also had like kind of an American connection too, because like these guys are out of Raleigh, North Carolina. The MySpace page for Black Storm, to find out more information about him, is myspace.com/BlackStormD, as in Donald, A1.
Couldn't think of a D.
My mind immediately went to that. One of my favorite lines in Do the Right Thing, when the guy's asking for batteries from the Korean owner, he's like, "I have C battery." He's all, "No, D, motherfucker, D." So it's like one of those things, like every time I think that comes up, it's like, "D, motherfucker, D."
Dude, when was the last time you used a D battery? Can you even remember? I don't
actually
remember. Actually,
yeah, I did. I was surprised that I had to use them.
Is this going to be a disgusting story?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't for something like that. No, I go, D batteries? That's weird. What was I using D batteries for? It was something that I was surprised. Like, I had to go out and get them. Like, who uses D batteries?
Maybe it was for, like, one of those giant flashlights.
It wasn't a flashlight, because that's the obvious one that still uses them. It was, I can't remember.
I had to buy 9 volts the other day.
I love the 9-volt battery. It reminds me of being a kid, because I had those little Mattel electronics.
Put it on your tongue. Oh. Did you not do that?
I thought we weren't going to talk about anything disgusting, John. And you're getting my case. You're sticking batteries in your mouth?
Yeah. What? Is that weird? All right.
All right. Anyway, myspace.com/BlackStormDA1. And then also for A1 Official, it's myspace.com/A1. Official, AFICIAL. And then before that, once again, was Julian Alexander. Track was Talk Is Cheap, featuring the vocalist Lele, we're saying?
We're going to go with Lele.
We're going to go with Lele.
It's L-E-L-E.
Yes.
Could be Lele.
MySpace.com/TheJulianAlexander. So thank you so much for submitting. I feel like I'm going to have to carry this whole show right now. You're just...
Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Exactly. This is you're acting like when we do these here benefits at Los Angeles Cafe. It's like I go and John,
no,
you John, I'm, and John's
I'm,
all
no. It's I'll cut you. I'm totally out crickets, of it today. I don't know. Crickets. I don't know what's up with me.
I should.
I haven't been sleeping very well. Mm. But that's neither your problem nor the thousand listeners.
It's my problem right now because I'm having to carry the weight.
Oh my God.
This is where it comes out.
Cry me a river.
Yeah, exactly. Mark the bitter martyr.
Mark, I can't swim. So if you keep crying. There could be a problem.
Oh, I don't have any tears left for you.
Oh. Oh, my. So why don't we go to music then?
Please.
This is a local band called The Foundation. They've submitted to us before, and they just have some new tracks that they sent in. They also sent in this envelope some matchbooks, which I think...
Isn't what was your reaction to that?
Well, I opened it up. I showed it to you. I was like, isn't it illegal to send matches in the mail? I don't know. They're flammable.
You know what? You're so you're so controlled by the master race. I mean, you're so just like
the
conditioned.
Master race?
Yeah, you're so controlled by the man.
Yeah, the man that says I can't send explosives through the mail
or fireworks
or fireworks
or matches
or used hypodermic needles. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna.
But
stand
clean
for
ones
it
are
anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but it's cool. Thanks for sending us these matches. I'm gonna have to light some shit on fire.
Actually, kind of tastefully done too.
Yes, they are. So MySpace.com/TheFoundation, and the tag that goes along with that is kick-ass rock music. Let's put it to the test.
Yes.
Play a couple tracks here by The Foundation. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. We'll be right back. And we're back on Hear Hear on killradio.org. Mark is trying to get a job. That's how much he loves the show. He's on the phone in the other room trying to get a job while he leaves me here all alone. It's interesting how this is a microcosm of the reality of the situation, which is that he's going to go get a job, and then I'm still going to be unemployed, and I'm still going to be doing this show. But that's okay, because the Foundation rocks, and you were just listening to them, and that's myspace.com/thefoundation. And they're local acts, so go check out their page and see when they're playing next, and go see them perform and enjoy it. So we've got lots of music to play for you. This is Kill Radio's submission show, Hear Hear, myspace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE. You can, of course, always send us CDs or MP3s. The instructions are there on the MySpace page, so we enjoy it. And also be on the lookout for our monthly benefits. We didn't get to do one this month because of scheduling conflicts with Sunset Junction, but we will be back on September 16th. We're going to have a great benefit for Kill Radio featuring artists who've submitted music to Hear Hear. And, yeah, that'll be Sunday, September 16th at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. We'll have more information on that coming up in the next couple of weeks. Also, other announcements. August 24th, that's a Friday, at Fado Do, I will be putting on a show as part of isgoodmusic.com presents. Those of you who've heard this show before know I also do a show on Wednesdays and Thursdays called Is Good, where I interview bands. And that's going to be a great show at Fado Do, featuring Joshua English, Jeff Caudill, Ghost Town, Kosio, and Buddy. And I can vouch for every one of these artists. They're really incredible. And Kosio has been a guest both on Is Good and Hear Hear. They're big supporters of Kill Radio. So come on out to Fado Do August 24th and be big supporters of them. That'd be great. And next week on Hear Hear, we're going to have a celebrity co-host, which we're very excited about. We haven't done that yet. Metal Sanez, who's, I'm probably mispronouncing that, but she's a heavy metal promoter out here in Los Angeles, and she will, she's promoting a big show that's coming up, and she's going to be our celebrity co-host here next week in the Kill Radio studio. So we're looking forward to meeting her and playing some music with her. Mark is back from his little meeting. Did you get the job?
No, I have a second interview tomorrow with the director of this youth organization.
You have a callback.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, second job. Yeah, exactly. So she was kind of coaching me, too, because this person is totally different than the original person I interviewed.
She's telling you like what you need to do
or what
in
to expect.
This new
She goes, if she just comes across flat, don't take it personally. You're not going to know if it was a successful interview or an unsuccessful one, because she's just very professional and to the point kind of person.
Did she sound drunk?
Who? The person I was just talking to?
Yeah.
No.
Like she wanted to quit? Like she was crazy?
No.
Like she was sabotaging
you? That's
the
crazy
you?
Thing, because, you
like
know.
She didn't want you to get the job?
No, she totally wants me to get the job. That's why she was coaching me.
Because she listens to Hear Hear and she wants
Hear Hear. She better not be listening to Hear Hear, especially right now.
Why?
Because we shouldn't be talking about this on the air, maybe.
Oh, somebody doesn't want to not get the job. Which is cool. I understand.
I want to get this job. It's really exciting.
No, I want you
to. It's a really great organization. It's a after-school youth center in South Los Angeles. It's actually just down the street, Vermont, like at Vermont and Manchester.
And when I think of everything you've done for me over the years, I can't imagine what you would do for children.
Oh, that'd be great. So I'm just going to ignore whatever you're trying to imply there. So
let's go to music.
I feel very serious about this job. So any kind of jokes, I'm like, yeah, shut up.
No, I'm very,
excited.
I'm very serious.
Also,
because
it's just the opportunity of, I mean, one of the most things she told me, like, I would be a group worker, one of the group leader for the kids. And there's about 20 kids. And one thing she said was, all these kids are going to be looking at me very interestingly because I'm a guy. And guys in their life and their experience just don't stay around.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's a really sad reality.
By the men
yeah,
the
or like a lot of single family parents kind of stuff. So there's a level of, what's the word? It's not seriousness. There's a level of...
Suspicion?
No, not suspicion.
Apprehension?
No. I mean, there's
paranoia?
Would you shut up? There's an importance to...
Tuberculosis. Sorry, I thought it was a
We're going to move on. Let's play music. this is a band called Passive Consumer. They're out of Dallas. MySpace.com/passiveconsumer. This is a track called Touched. You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
How's your joint, George?
I believe it went out. I got to talk so much I couldn't forget about it. Went out.
We'll save it. We'll do it tomorrow morning first thing, right? Gives you a whole new way of looking at the day. Well, I sure could use that. Yes, I sure could use a little of that.
Shall the cradle and the danger. Nobody was looking, she seduced you with a perfume and a smile. By a serendipity, the room began to empty to a vacuum. Nothing seemed to matter but the creature and her desire. She what she sees. She likes what she sees. It's not what you were thinking. song when she said so. And she said so. In her hand, and though she finds her body somewhat weak, she keeps it ticking over to hijack the hopes and the dreams of a younger man. She likes what she sees. She likes what she sees. When she started to beckon you on, but she's too old and you're too young. The smell of her skin and the taste of her tongue when she said so. And she said so.
Back.
We are?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Both of us.
That was Team Salt, who we've heard from before in this show. They're out of our most favorite city in all the lands. Which city would that be without looking, John?
Glasgow?
Yes.
Yay.
MySpace.com/Team Salt. That track was She Likes What She Sees. Again, MySpace.com/Team Salt. Then before that was Passive Consumer with the track Touched. They're out of Dallas. MySpace.com/Passive Consumer. And in case you didn't know why Glasgow was our most favorite city, is because back in October, we got...
Scottish Invasion. Hooray.
Where we, that whole month, we must have played every single band that there is in Glasgow, as well as Edinburgh, and even in Graham Ramsey, who's in Glenrothes. Mm. I always remember that, because the way it's you pronounce it and the way it's spelled, is, at least to me and my understanding of American English, is totally alien. So thank you so much for submitting... People of Glasgow, Team Salt.
Dude, you want to hear something mildly amusing?
I don't know.
It's only mildly amusing.
Let me think about that for a moment.
So I got this friend. He's got this crazy job.
Actually, I don't. I don't want to hear it.
So coming up next, we have...
Go ahead. He has a crazy job.
Well, I just found out he has this job. It's a night job where he goes to like the Camel Corporation, and they give him like cartons and cartons of cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes and hangs out at bars... And gives out cigarettes to people.
Oh my God.
And all he has to do, he gives out two packs, and all he has to do is swipe their ID, take a picture of the ID, and ask them some questions about like what brand they normally smoke, so that they can do market research on, you know, geographic demographics and everything like that to determine who's smoking their cigarettes, who's smoking other people's cigarettes, but really it's just, you know, it's like giving out free crack.
Right.
I mean, and so I was hanging out with him the other night while he was working. You know, and then he'd like, it was Shannon and me and him and his girlfriend. We were just hanging out and drinking and be like, oh, I got to go work. And he'd go up to some people. But everybody there knew him because he had been doing this job for a few weeks
right now.
So everyone's like, oh, it's a cigarette, dude. Yeah. Can I get two more packs? You know, because
oh
he could do it like every night. But it pays like, I don't know, like $15 or $16 an hour plus bonuses if you get like over a certain number of people.
God.
Isn't that amazing?
How many hours does he work, though?
Well, I mean, however many he wants.
Right. That's crazy. And it's funny that you bring that up because I just saw the movie Thank You for Smoking. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
I thought you'd like that movie. It's totally your kind of...
It's fine. I thought it was funny.
Your kind of vibe, yeah. It's but, really, really good.
Isn't that strange, though, that like he's getting paid by a tobacco company to pass out cigarettes, and people really want them because they're at bars and people smoke, but also cigarettes are expensive.
Right.
I mean, he's giving away like $10 worth of cigarettes every time.
But see, that's what's so interesting about marketing. I mean, in terms of marketing dollars, it's not a lot of money that they're paying. Ultimately,
exactly. Because and the amount of money that they're going to get back by these people being addicted
for the rest
of their lives.
Commercial. So the money they would have spent on commercials, which they have the money for,
right?
They're spending in this way. This kind of more guerrilla marketing and... It seems for younger generations, it's much more effective than a commercial ever would be. But just shows how disgusting it is, you know.
Well, I used to hang out at bars and pass out condoms full of heroin, but I never got the kind of like, hey, it's the heroin guy, like, you know,
yeah,
people coming back.
You would think it'd be more respect.
Yeah, no, they would all go.
It's a better high.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, hey, it's the drunk guy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, yeah.
me. Oh, hey, it's the guy who vomits on himself.
No, aren't you, didn't you used to have a series of soon-to-be ex-boyfriends that had weak stomachs?
Yeah, that's not related.
That was a while
any of this
ago.
Nice segue, John.
Well, yeah, you said vomit.
That was the guy who stood me up because the first time he had food poisoning, the second time I called at 1 o'clock and he was just like, oh, I'm too drunk. He was a hillbilly.
I'm too drunk.
Obviously.
I can't make it to our date. Well, screw all that. Let's talk about weed, man.
Okay.
So I got this band I'm going to play called Tall Brothers. And they have an album called Simply Business. And these guys are the real deal. It's great swing, big band style music. Mm-hmm. And all of their songs. Well, let's put it this way. Their address is myspace.com/420music. Wait, is that right? I think I might have screwed that up. No, 420tunes. myspace.com/420tunes. Let me read you the track listing here.
Remember when no one knew what 420 meant? Now your grandma knows what fucking 420 means.
Yeah, because she's got glaucoma. Club Papers. My Baby Loves to Jive, Jive, Jive. Simply Business. Jive Cake Stuffin'. Jive Up. I'm Kinda High. Viper's Ball. Jive Up Mama. Reefer Blues. You Get Me Too High. Cool Out. Prince of Pot. And Smoking What We Want for Christmas. I'm going to play a couple tracks from this CD, drop by myspace.com/420tunes to check out more info on this unusual act. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
There was a time when I smoked any kind. You'll try anything when you're young to get high. But now that I'm wise, there's just one type to buy that changed my life and truly satisfies. I'm talking about club. Club people. Till it rips and frays. Apply your twist with tension till it slips and stays. Now you're in line to enjoy the divine, finest papers ever known to mankind. I've shopped around, I've done tests double blind. Smoking less paper gives me peace of mind. I'm talking about club, club, club papers, club, club, club papers. Lick a little strip, tear it till it rips and frays. Apply a twist with tension till it slips and stays. Now you're in line to enjoy the divine, finest papers ever known to mankind. I've shopped around, I've done tests, double blind. Smoking less paper gives me peace of mind. I'm talking about club, club people, club, club people. But it seems like it's just moments since we met. I'm kinda high, let me introduce myself. Did we meet before, or am I just kinda high? If you think it a little strange, dear, take a puff on this and then you'll dig my sweet refrain, girl, when I sing it again. I'm kinda high, let me excuse myself. But it seems like it's just moments since we met. I'm kinda high, let me introduce myself. Did we meet before, or am I just kinda high? It's just moments since we met. I'm kinda high, let me introduce myself. Did we meet before, or am I just kinda high? If you think it a little strange, dear, take a puff on this and then you'll dig my sweet refrain, girl, when I sing it again. I'm kinda high, let me excuse myself. But it seems like it's just moments since we met. I'm kinda high, let me introduce myself. Did we meet before, or am I just kinda high? Did we meet before, or am I just kinda high? Did we meet before, or am I just kinda high?
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That is Tall Brothers, myspace.com/420tunes. Also, 420tunes.ca. They come to us all the way from Vancouver, Canada.
Just north of us.
Yes.
By a gazillion miles.
And that That was good fun.
But hey, they're in the same time zone as us.
Yes. I love the picture in the back, too, of their CD.
Yeah.
They definitely have that stone grin with the slits for eyes. It's cool. But you know what's great about this is, like, a lot of marijuana music just isn't really very good, but because it's about marijuana, people think it's good or they act like it's good.
They're stoned when they do it, so it isn't good.
But this is actually, like, you know, it's a good studio recording
totally.
Of nice music, and if you weren't really paying attention to the lyrics, you might not notice the theme. So that's impressive.
That's great.
Thanks, guys. All right. What's next? What's up? What's up, Achoo?
I got to get a copy of my diploma.
Yeah.
Because one of the first things that happened after I graduated, my mom accidentally threw away my diploma, which I thought was fitting.
Wow.
So she doesn't realize that she did that, but she did.
No?
Yeah.
She realizes it now because she's listening.
Yeah, she's one of our few listeners.
Did she throw out your birth certificate, too? I bet that's what she's doing right now.
I had to order... She's just shredding it. I'll show that little fucker. I had to get a copy of my birth certificate for something. That's always
story.
Weird to look at. Shut up. It's always a weird thing to look at your birth certificate because it's, I don't know. First of all, it's a document that is kind of like, we don't make documents like that anymore because, you know, we're in the 21st century now. So you look at it, it's like this weird artifact. Like, look at how they printed crap
like
in those
with
days.
A typewriter.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah. Yeah, they had to go to a print shop to do the letters and stuff. So it's funny.
In the future, we won't need birth certificates because we'll all have UPC codes on our wrists.
Or a little chip.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, speaking of new humans, I'm going to be an uncle again.
Really?
My brother got pregnant again. I don't know how he does it, but.
God.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
No, he got pregnant?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow. Better be careful. Maybe you'll get pregnant.
Well, the first kid turned out all
right. Right. I'm saying you.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Are you... It's none of my business, but are you even trying or...
We talk about it a lot. It's a
major commitment, man.
Yeah, I guess. No, not really. It's only a lifetime commitment. I mean, it's the same as marriage.
Fucking 18 years. That's it.
We talk about it all the time. Totally. I mean, you know, it's just like, I don't have any money.
Have you seen that movie, Idiocracy?
No, but I heard it was really good.
Oh my! It's hard to watch because it's even though it's a comedy, it's hard to watch because you see the future depicted, how it could be because all these dumb people. And basically the premise is smart people
stop having children. Yeah.
Because they're smart and the dumb people just keep having babies. So we've become a population where... The dumb outweigh the smart, and so what is our country or world turn into?
Yeah.
So, and our culture too. We're so anti being smart.
All right. Well, when we're done with this, I'll go home. I'll try to make a kid.
We need more than just one. Because
I'll
guys
try
are,
to make a couple. Then God, guys, get off my
let's
case.
Let's get a litter going. You know,
jeez.
Three or four.
So
I mean,
much pressure.
You and Shannon are above the bell curve in terms of intelligence, and I almost say that trying not to cough. You know, it's like God.
it's because of her.
Yeah,
I
she
married
does.
Up.
She does raise the quotient.
What you call marrying up.
Yeah.
Well, good for me.
How is she, by the way?
She's not unwell. She's working and
she's not unwell. Did you seriously say that?
No, I mean she's good. She's. You know, what kind of question, you know, how is someone? What do you say?
You say the fucking truth, asshole.
She's fabulous.
Good.
She's working on a new painting, which is gorgeous.
Great. You know what? I keep meaning to tell you, she should get a show at Las Olas. She could get a show so easily at Las Olas.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And they do an art walk once a month downtown because there's a whole bunch of art galleries in that part of downtown. So it'd be a really good opportunity for her.
We were talking about, when you were doing your business on the phone before, I was telling our listening audience about Lost Souls Cafe and how we do a benefit there every month for Kill Radio, and we enjoy that. And the next one is September 16th.
Yep. Yeah, we're not doing the one this month.
Right.
Because of Sunset Junction. Also, that same weekend is the Tofu Festival.
The Tofu Festival?
You never been? It's in Little Tokyo. It's awesome.
No, I was not aware of that.
The ones I always go to, I always end up in the beer garden because they serve Singha, which is one of my favorite beers. It's from Thailand. But,
Oh, yeah. Tofu's great.
Tofu ice cream that they have is amazing there. I always get it. And there's some other tofu stuff that I like. It's all about eating.
Hmm.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
What?
No, I just...
No, what?
Why are you such a cunt?
Why? Oh, my God.
Why am I lashing out?
Dude, you...
First of all, here you are. Why are you standing up
again?
You
got a lot of repressed feelings, don't you, Mark?
No, it's not repressed. I just let him out.
Wow.
First of all, let's talk about you needing your,
you know what it is?
Stand up during the show.
You're projecting anger at me because I'm going to be angry at you because you're going to leave the show for your job.
No. Without
passive aggressive.
No. Without both of us, there is no show. You can't do this show by yourself.
I know. That's my point.
So I'm not leaving the show.
You're just going to end the show.
Well,
you're going to take
first of all, why
sustainable
are you being
income, food, and shelter, and put that above here on killradio.org.
Where I actually pay to do this
where
show.
Where you pay for the privilege of doing the show.
Yeah, this show is costing me $5 today.
Who's the cunt now?
First of all, we're going to find a new time slot somehow, some way.
Yeah. Kick out some other Kill Radio members.
Yeah, we'll just...
non-dues-paying members.
Who do we want to kick out?
Who hasn't paid their dues in a while?
Yeah, and what we can do is just propose the next meeting.
Yeah, they won't be there.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to bring to agenda, I'd like to say that Joe Schmo hasn't been doing their show, they haven't been doing their dues, and I'd like to move that we exorcise them from the collective.
Exorcise the demons.
Do we have any... Do we have any stand-asides? Any blocks?
No? All right. Okay. Can I have a visual and audio
sign of agreement or whatever?
Right now, our listening audience has no idea what we're talking about, but we have an unusual form
what's great
of
is because
decision-making
of
at Kill Radio.
Because of this conversation, we have no listening audience left.
Fantastic.
So, but let's go to music.
Good idea.
Okay, this is an artist by the name of Brian Van Meter. His MySpace page says he's out of Nashville and Los Angeles. He's one of those like traveling people. I'm always suspect of that. Like, where do you live? Where do you go? I can only live in one place at one time. That would be hard for me to live in Los Angeles and like Nashville. Or
how about those truckers that have two families and they don't know about each other?
Now I can see that happening. That makes total sense.
That's amazing. And like they have kids
it's
and everything.
A lot of freaking work, but I could see how that would happen.
That's amazing to me. That's why I don't do that anymore.
So Brian Van Meter, he is not a trucker. He does not have more than one family, at least far as we know. He didn't mention that. So
I don't know anything about this guy. Why don't you just play his music?
All right. This is a song called Broken. God. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Brian Van Meter, M-E-T-E-R. You are listening to here on killradio.org.
Hope you enjoy it.
These are the words I've spoken. My heart is broken. Stop talking about the things you wish you said. Talk cheap and words meaningless. There's no no one left to save, and the secret's out about you and I, and I'll stay with you tonight. The heart gets broken in two, 'cause it'll never heal right. It's broken, and I'll stay with you tonight. The heart gets broken in two. My heart is broken.
I'm spacing out. I'm trying to order a copy of my our transcripts from college because that's what they need
right.
for this job. It's funny. It happened to me when I got my job at the LA Times. They needed to, because I put that on my resume that I went there, that I graduated from there, they had to prove that I did, even though it had nothing to do with my job there.
Mm.
And it was taking time for them to do that. And ironically, when I graduated from Cal State Fullerton, that's called a car going by. When I graduated from Cal State Fullerton, ironically, my brother and I got our photos taken in the crowd of graduates, and we made the front page of the LA Times Sunday edition. And it's like, so I said, you can look up at Microfish May 30th, 1992, and see
Microfish.
Me there.
Microfish. I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Yeah,
you know what that means.
Means I'm old.
Yep.
Yep. Right. But what's funny is, it was just kind of an ironic way they could have proved that I actually graduated. It was funny, for 6 months, people were still coming to me like, oh, I saw you in the paper.
That's hilarious.
And it was funny because people would say it in front of people who didn't know me or didn't know what they were talking about. And so I would start saying, yeah, I'm so happy to get that acquittal. It meant so much to me. That was just like the ongoing joke. But that day that my dad woke up, I had 2 degrees, so I had to walk twice. I graduated one day and the next day I graduated.
What are your degrees in?
Theater arts with a scenic design emphasis and communications with a radio, TV, film production emphasis. So I got to walk twice, and the first day was communications, and my brother was also a communication major, and we graduated together. That was kind of funny about getting our picture taken together. But we had a raging party. My parents had done a raging graduation party. It was going great until my dad got out the tequila, and then everything else was a blur at that point. Mm. But the next day, we're all just trying to sleep, and my dad wakes up, "Hey, you guys!" I'm like, "Guess what's in the paper?" And we're like, "We want to sleep." And there we were on the front page. I mean,
wow.
Kind of freaky. And then everywhere we went that day, we would see people reading it and they go, "Hey, there's us again." And be like, "Huh?" And so it was just weird. It was a funny, funny thing.
I have a degree in drama with an emphasis on depression.
That's kind of an understated. A minor in controlled substance abuse. A minor in self-medication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a minor in statutory rape. That's awful.
I think... I don't know why I think it's hilarious. Horrifying, God.
I feel bad because we're having such a...
what does statutory
such
mean?
I mean, she said she was 18.
God. All right, let's move on. This is getting gross.
Yeah. No, I feel bad because we're having like a really gross, like vulgar, obnoxious show today.
And we never do. It's like you're
normally
being like,
we're very
when John Daly was here, we were talking about those nasty stuff.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
We don't
what
talk
you guys
that way.
Did, and,
you never heard that. Good thing you didn't hear those shows.
Yeah.
So go to music.
Yeah, but the reason I feel bad is because I know that this person's aunt and uncle in Oklahoma are listening, and I'm looking forward to playing this music. This is Meredith Meyer, very talented local artist. myspace.com/MeredithMeyer. That's M-E-Y-E-R. And pronounced like Oscar Meyer, she says here on her one sheet. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from this album, Items You Won't Find Elsewhere. And also MeredithMeyer.com, myspace.com/MeredithMeyer. Here you go. Check it out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Trail dismissed my sweetest dream. A moment of you floats into my head, arresting me. I'm paralyzed, I'm blinded by your luminosity. I wanna drink your water. I wish you'd driven me around the field that you instill in me. And the empty spaces I take from your hands, throw them into rivers, bury in my sand. And no one would chase you, and the only blue would be the air above you. And there's no more time.
You're listening to Here on killradio.org. That was Meredith Meyer, myspace.com/Meredith Meyer. That's M-E-Y-E-R and meredithmeyer.com. Check out her album, Items You Won't Find Elsewhere. It's a nice album title.
Yeah.
And that's a local act, so check by her page, see when she's performing next. I know she had a couple of shows recently, so
she did.
Perhaps there are some coming up soon. And that's all I have to say about that. Thank you for submitting to Kill Radio. This is what we do. People send us music. We play it on the internet airwaves for anyone and everyone to listen to. We have listeners all over the world of varying numbers.
And we have bands that submit from all over the world. And again, I say this before. I've done a lot of research about this phenomenon of submission shows, and it seems like we're the only one that's really a submission show. We don't hold back. We don't not play anyone. You send us a CD. You send us some MP3s, you'll at least get one song played, for sure. We have thrown judgment and quality control perhaps out the window.
Yes.
Those things are overrated anyways. And the sad but true reality is most of the stuff we play deserves to be on the radio. May not be music that I listen to all the time, but there's so much talent out there, and the music
industry, which doesn't, we also throw out the window.
And the music industry sucks so much that it's such limited real estate in terms of getting a song or the availability or the opportunity to, and that's what's great about a show like us. Because
what's great about internet radio is it creates a public forum
right
for whatever. So it's a it's a venue of unlimited size, and it's just a matter of getting people to come to that venue. And it's actually amazing how hard it is to get people to come to that venue, since it's really only in their living room.
Right.
You know, or their office or whatever. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to go on. But I guess it's a matter of knowing that it's there,
mm-hmm.
which is part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's great is, you know, bands submit from all over the world. We play it. No questions asked. And with total relish, I guess, is what we do. With total enthusiasm.
And mustard.
And mayonnaise. I'm a big mayonnaise guy.
On your hot dogs?
Fuck yeah. Mayonnaise.
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You know what? It is not. mayonnaise and chopped white onions are my favorite.
I'll go with you. Oh, that's the other thing.
This weekend, I ate so many raw onions, my skin was going crazy. But I love onions. And especially lately, I'm just craving raw onions. And I know there's a lot of, like, antioxidants in them or something. Maybe that's why I needed them or something. But, oh, I ate so many raw onions this weekend. And Lake Arrowhead, that's all I was eating.
Are there pro-oxidants? You always hear about these antioxidants.
No, yeah. I think oxidants are pro-oxidants just by default.
Oh.
Because they're pro themselves.
And then what are free radicals? Other than a great name for a band.
Totally. Or a show.
We're the Free Radicals. Good
Free
night.
Radicals Radio. That would be a great name for an internet radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should call this show Non Sequitur.
I had this great blueberry ice cream the other day. It was so good. Oh, my God. Actually, no. It was blueberry cheesecake.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Blueberry cheesecake flavored ice cream?
Yeah.
Wow. How good was it?
I just ordered my transcript. Did I tell you that online right now?
Yes.
I just had to order. I did download it. It was so easy. It cost me $7.50.
Now it's like Amnesiac Radio.
And it's funny. You brought it up, and you're trying to play along, and I can see you're not able to today. You're too tired or something.
Now it's like Amnesiac Radio.
Yeah. So Circle K across the street went in there. Of course, there were problems. Problems all the time. Problems.
Now it's like Amnesiac Radio.
All right, let's go to music before we lose the remainder of our listeners. This is a band called The Sweet and Lowdown. Didn't send me any information about them at all.
Awesome.
I had to, like, figure it out. God bless them. They're out of Whittier. I had to figure that out. I had to also figure out their MySpace page. Because they just said, we're called The Sweet and Lowdown, and this is the track.
That's great.
Great. So I did a little bit of research, and I found them out. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/walkinfreedom. Not walking, but walk-in freedom. Again, The Sweet and Lowdown. Track is called Send the Light. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Thank you. protection tonight. I'll get home. The polar's infection spots, I'm yelling on my own. Now I'm throwing my very last stones at the train as she passes. From inside my glass, I think I don't know where I'm going. Now where I'm going. And I'm going. And I'm going. I'm not Eurolines coaches pass me my gate station. Richard Burnett wants to tell me I gotta go. I need more protection now or sad reflection. But going nowhere, going there on my own. Roaches on egg months for telling me go home, go home, go home, go home. Can I be somewhere still hate where I'm coming from? Pick up the sound where the U-boats used to land. Irish, I'm German, I'm Russian, I'm Czech, I'm Greek and I'm Polish, I'm Catholic and Jewish. From inside my glass house, I think I don't know where I'm going. Don't know where I'm going. Where I'm going. Yes, I'm going. I'm out
I can't do it myself.
I'm here.
Oh, thank God.
Raising the levels on the microphone. I know you're all but 3 feet away from it.
I had my hand holding the microphone. My other hand was an index finger in my ear. I didn't have a free hand to raise the mics. This is the most irritating show ever, in my humble opinion.
Oh, you said
I am H.O. Bitch.
That's awful.
It's stupid.
WTF.
WTF is dumb, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate JJ, okay?
What's that?
Just joking, okay?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's stupid.
I've seen J/K Just kidding.
Whenever you have to say that you are just joking or just kidding, then chances are you're probably not, because why else would you think you need to say it?
I tell Shannon that all the time, because she'll say something that's kind of like just this side of passive aggressive, and she'll quickly follow it with kidding, And I call her and every time I said, you know that when you say kidding, it means you're telling the truth. And it could be something, you know, like, she doesn't like my hair, or, you know, and I'm wearing an ugly shirt, or right. something tastes bad or whatever. So she'll say the truth, but then she feels bad for being right. blunt about it. So she says kidding.
Oh,
she
someone else
really mean kidding.
No, it's trying to like take the sting out of it or something, or
yeah.
not try to take responsibility for having an opinion. Which also, again, it's because this is our screwed up society that we can't be honest to each other. We're going to take it all personally, even if, I mean, so what that your wife thinks your hair looks like shit? I mean, most of us do. Who cares? Get in line, Shannon. You know what I mean? You probably think it looks like shit.
I just pulled that example out. I have no idea what my hair looks like. My eyes are in the front of my head.
Your hair looks fine.
Whatever.
Looks fine.
It's fine. Doesn't bother me at all. Kidding.
Stupid. You know who else? I can't say who else does that on the air, but someone else does that. And it's also someone who is so passive aggressive.
Really?
Yes.
At Kill Radio?
Yeah.
at this station?
Yeah.
That's
at the local the LA headquarters of killradio.org.
Oh, the LA headquarters.
Yeah, not Vancouver.
Not the Slovenic one.
No, or Calcutta.
Or, okay. Not the Micronesian headquarters.
No. So I don't think I gave any information about this band that we just played. I'm such a dick that way. That band was called Mad Budgie. They're out of London and Berlin. MySpace.com/MadBudgie, MadBudgie. That track was called Roaches on Edgemont Street. Maybe that's Egmont Street, because there really isn't a D there to make it Edge. I have such a hard time with the English language.
Yes.
So,
you
again,
do.
Again, Mad Budgie before that was Sweet and Lowdown out of Whittier, California. Just about, 10 miles east of here? Sweet and Lowdown, that track was called Send the Light, myspace.com/walkinfreedom.
Don't give away our location. But if you want to send us a CD, it's 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. Just send it to Kill Radio, attention here.
Yep.
And if you want to submit an MP3.
I've made it all easier now. You can just email directly, mark@killradio.org. However, please make sure that your MP3s are tagged correctly. There's information on proper ID tagging. I don't know if I put that information on our website, but I think if
know.
You look up...
I think you need to let go of the whole tagging thing.
It's a pain in the butt, man. When I download all these tracks, and I click on one and open it, and then it's like, track one by artist. It's like not even named.
I keep meaning to send my stuff to you, but I want to make sure I tag it incorrectly just to see if I can get a rise out of you. But I got to come up with a pseudonym first.
Yeah, and a fake email address.
Yeah.
And then once I hear it, I'll know it's you, though.
It's actually a lot of work, now that I think about it. Here, first of all,
you got to make some music, actually.
What do you mean?
You got to make some music.
I have music. I make music.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do that. Then send it.
Yeah, I will.
Someday. How much are you going to bet? You're not going to submit till after 2008.
Oh, that's probably true. I'm not going to submit to my own show.
Why not?
Because it's a conflict
because
of interest.
Conflict of interest.
Because we play anything. So
right. So I'd be forced to play it.
So yeah, that's why.
It makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't, does
no,
it?
But I kind of see what you're meaning, though.
Exactly.
There's an implied meaning that is not based in logic.
Correct.
But
and yet also
I
not
get it.
Correct.
Yeah. So speaking of...
MySpace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE.
And it's my fault that we have an underscore there. I'm addicted to underscores.
You have an underscore problem.
I do.
You were underscored when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And now you put underscores in everything. So let's go to music.
Please, save us.
This is a really good shit that I'm about to play. It's from Seattle. It's an act called Grand Hallway. So looking at the one sheet here, Seattle Times calls it a promising new band. Some of the other reviews here state things like the most beautiful singing voice in Seattle. So,
great.
Let's see what you think on here, killradio.org, Grand Hallway, myspace.com/Grand Hallway, grandhallway.com.
Let lights drive around at night, illuminate headlights, or find a field of grass and we'll pass the hours slow dancing away. The years of
there's a full moon taking up the sky, and a red-eye flight that won't collide with the clouds that roll and pirouette, even though they are aligned with them. Oh, the yes man's like a cheap bouquet in the night with hints of ocean's gray, and the chill behind my ears to say September is near the end. Minimum wage took my baby far away.
smoke puddles of feet, three sheets to the wind indiscreet, and the moon, that moon, that goddamn moon, still taking up room in the sky. Minimum wage took my baby. Minimum wage took my baby. Minimum wage took my baby. Far away took my baby. Minimum wage took my baby.
We're back on Hear Hear on killradio.org. You know, this is why I like the show.
Why?
It's not your onion breath.
I don't eat any onions today.
Or your winning smile.
I haven't given you a winning smile yet today.
It's artists like Grand Hallway.
Yep.
MySpace.com/Grand Hallway. And if you want to see them live, they're from Seattle, but they're coming down to LA September 5th. They're playing at Bordello with one of my all-time favorite Los Angeles-based act.
Who?
Buddy.
Have you been to Bordello?
I have not, although I heard it's cool.
I saw L-1011 there, and yeah. I saw this other guy that I'm going to be playing. Let me see. When am I playing this artist that I... Looks like next week.
It's like Bordello's like the next big venue. Because it's reasonably new, isn't it?
No, it was another space before that.
But I mean, as Bordello, it's reasonably
yeah,
new.
Yeah. I guess it's like almost 100 years old, the building.
Wow.
But it's cool inside.
Well, cool. Well, I got to go try to check out Grand Hallway and Buddy on September 5th, because that'll be a good show, know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great venue for bands.
You're listening really here on killradio.org.
It's red. Lots of red.
Lots of places are red.
This place is screaming red.
Yeah?
Yep.
Because red makes you want to what? Makes you want to eat?
No, that's
people,
brown.
Have sex?
Red makes you want to
Doesn't red make you aggressive?
Sex. Yeah.
Makes you want to drink? Most bars are red in theme.
No.
I've found. No?
No.
Am I wrong? Am I seriously wrong about this?
Yeah.
All right. I'm backing
down. I'd like to see some photos, or let's go on a drinking tour.
I don't drink.
Hey, did you ever go to, did you ever go to Salsa La anymore?
Salsa La.
Or Salsa LA, or whatever they're called. Did they change their name again?
Salsa LA. No, I haven't been there in a long time.
Have they brought their kitchen back, or they just...
I don't know what's up. Last time I was there, I was made clearly unwelcomed
by
the clientele.
Really?
Yeah.
They were nice to me, but then I speak Spanish. But I mean, it's funny how it's just completely changed.
Yeah. Oh, and I had Shannon with me too, who's a beautiful woman.
Right.
And like they just descended on her like vultures.
Right.
It was really. It used to be. It started out as this like cool family place, this local place, and it just became.
Boy.
Well, it is what it is. I don't know. Maybe it's cool now, but I haven't been there in a long time because last time I was there, I felt incredibly uncomfortable.
It was amazing that they ripped out their kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, I think they wanted it to be more like a nightclub kind of place.
I just like it because it was like, you know, it was karaoke, or I never pronounced that word right.
Karaoke?
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Sanas na. Nani? And you felt like you were partying in someone's living room because it was very intimate.
Yeah.
That's what was cool about it. It wasn't really spread out, and now it's this black pit.
Have you been there recently?
I haven't been there in like probably a month or two.
That's more recent than
I went there during the time I was taking care of your cats at one point. I think I stopped by there.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to get food. No more food. You know what's great about this conversation?
Is that nobody but us cares about it?
And we barely care ourselves.
Really,
so
not at all.
We're
frankly.
Breaking so many rules of radio today.
Kidding.
Stupid.
We may actually finish on time today, which is very exciting.
If I shut up.
If you shut the hell up, Mark, shut the hell up and play some music.
Wait a second. Oh.
What?
I just realized I'm looking at 827. You know,
dude.
Tall Brothers submitted to me too.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What track did you play by them?
Oh my God, that's
did you play
crazy.
That track?
No, I didn't play that track.
Well, you didn't play that one, Simply Business?
No.
Okay, so on the 27th, we'll play them again.
Well, Simply Business is the name of their album. I don't know if it's...
There's probably a title track. Have you ever heard of that, John? Welcome to the Music World.
Wait, let me see. Yeah, yeah. I didn't play that track.
Okay, good. No. So,
wow, it's...
That's how they trick us. They send us
way
both.
Way to go, Tall Brothers. That's crafty.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yep. So, speaking of music, this is... Tim Ratcliffe and Ken Bailey. They're out of Ironton, Ohio. MySpace.com/Westfield Recording. This is a track called The Disguise.
Oh, wait. So you're not going to play Tall Brothers? Or that's...
If you were listening
looking at
to
another
what
playlist?
I was saying. Yeah, I said all of that.
Oh, I thought that was today's playlist.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks for listening, John.
Sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
So anyway, speaking of the matter at hand, Tim Ratcliffe and Ken Bailey out of Ironton, Ohio. MySpace.com/Westfield Recording. This is a track called The Disguise. You're listening here on KillRadio.org.
Freedom is a lamp led to the slaughter. You all know what your interest is. Over, General. And from now on, the world's going to be one big happy
corporation. You're here at KillReady.org. That's kind of a first. It was kind of like, I guess I could call that a mistake. Normally, when I get tracks from artists, I either play one of the tracks. If I like a number of tracks, I'll stretch them out over two shows, but I accidentally put Passive Consumer again on this set. There was a track called Neo-Patriotism. Again, they're out of Dallas. I already told you all this. MySpace.com/passive consumer.
It's like you're a passive consumer of passive consumer.
Yeah, passive aggressive.
Like you're not even aware of it, but you're consistently playing his music.
Yeah, and coming up next, Passive Consumer. Oh, wait.
Ooh, how'd he do that?
Hey.
That's awesome.
Before that was Tim Ratcliffe and Ken Bailey. They're out of Ironton, Ohio. MySpace.com/Westfield Recording. The track was called The Disguise. So thank you very much for submitting.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play some music now. I want to get out of here. Yeah.
I want you to get out of here.
I'm going
to
play two artists in this set. One is called Johanovich von Walken. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And it's myspace.com/getready. JohanovichVonWoken. And
if you need that information again, you could always instant message us here at the station. We haven't been giving out the information, but you could either instant message us through Kill Radio. The AOL instant messenger handle is killradio.org, or through our Here one, which is Here 2006, H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E 2006.
Yes.
And we can pass on any information about any of the bands to you. Or if you just want to say hi, we'll say hi back. I swear
to
God.
And, of course, this show is streaming live. We also archive the show and make it available for download later today from myspace.com/hear, HEAR_HERE. So, anyway, I'm going to play Johanovich von Walken, and then I'm going to follow that with Gretchen Liebram. Gretchen was actually a guest on Is Good way, way, way back in the day, well over a year ago. And she has a big show coming up at Tangier on the 14th.
Which is tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is tomorrow. So when you hear her sing, and I'll remind you after the song, you might want to go check out her performance tomorrow at Tangier. We're going to start with Johanovich von Walken and then follow that with Gretchen Liebram. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Thank you. that you have the most beautiful face. Do you realize we're floating in space? Do you realize that happiness makes you cry? Do the good things last? You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning round.
To dedicate that song to you, John, from me.
Hey, I asked you a question. Do you realize that you have the most beautiful face?
That's,
do you,
that's
or do you not realize? Hey, I asked you a question.
I don't know. If you're going to talk to me that way, I'm not going to answer.
Well, do you?
I'm not going to answer.
Do you realize?
I'm not going to answer.
Do you realize?
John, I'm not going to answer the question if you're going to talk to me in that tone of voice.
Well, I think it's time
look,
you realize.
Look, I'm not Shannon,
that you had a beautiful face. It's time.
I'm not going to answer yay or nay.
Step up to the plate and realize, Mark Caldwell, that you have a beautiful face. The most beautiful face.
Why are you so angry?
There's a war on, you know.
We're a nation at war.
Yeah, I'm a war president.
You know, it's like he uses that when it serves him.
Yes.
It's always fun, like, oh, blah, 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 yeah, we should do this. Oh, no, we can't do that because we're at war. We're a nation at war.
Well, before we get into all that.
No, let's get into it.
No, I just want to say that we were just listening to a, obviously, as a cover of the Flaming Lips song, Do You Realize, off of Yoshimi Battles Pink Robots, great, great album. The cover is done by Gretchen Liebram. You can check out myspace.com/Gretchen, G-R-E-T-C-H-E-N, Liebram, L-I-E-B-E-R-U-M. And again, she's performing tomorrow night at Tangier, which is a nice little venue in Los Feliz. So go check that out. Very talented singer. And before that, we listened to Johanovich von Walken, myspace.com/Johanovich von Walken. And for more information on any of these artists, you can always MySpace us and check back for the playlist where I have the list of all the names and everything.
How does one MySpace us? What does that mean?
Send us a message via MySpace.
Or you can always email john@killradio.org.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Or mark, M-E-R-C, @killradio.org.
Exactly.
or what else? Or you can instant message us now at killradio.org.
President@whitehouse.gov.
Killradio.org. Or no, no dot. Killradio.org or hear 2006.
Yeah. So there you go.
You know, I just realized.
You just realized that you have the most beautiful face?
No, I'm not
did
answering
you?
That. No.
You did, didn't you?
I'm not answering that.
Realize it.
No.
Admit it.
Stop. I just realized that I do this passive aggressive thing where bands submit their music from all over the world, and I'll put them towards the end of the playlist when they're potentially listening from like Europe.
Uh-huh.
So right now, you know, it's 4 o'clock basically here. So that means it's 1 a.m. in Heidelberg. This next band is from Heidelberg, so they're still up and listening. That's awesome.
Cool.
But maybe next time I'll start off with the European band, so it makes it so they don't have to stay up too late. I don't want it to affect their economy or anything. We need a strong European Union to fucking kick our country's ass, and so we don't think we're the only superpower on the block. Well, I don't know where that all came
from. You realize that's
that was stupid.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So let's go to this is a band called T for Two. They're out of Heidelberg, Deutschland, or better known as Germany in these parts. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/T42DE. T as in Tom, 42, D as in dog, E as in Edward. We're going to hear two tracks. This first one is called Spanish Night. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Hey, hey. for now. Oh God, it's so hard to pass a single day without your touch, without your taste. I can't hear, I can't talk. Set me free. I let myself go.
Let it go.
With a whole lot of soul. I feel good.
Feel the heat.
Here we are.
Take it slow.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm living on a fast lane doing.
Hey, hey, hey.
Doing anything I'd like to do.
Hey, hey, hey.
I rule my world, made up my mind.
Hey, hey, hey.
For another Spanish night.
Ah. Oh. Ah. Hey, hey, hey.
I'm living on a fast lane doing.
Hey, hey, hey.
Doing anything I'd like to do.
Will you follow me?
I stare at the dusty pictures on the wall, and I wonder, are you still lonely? Are you still sad? Someone's passion softly burning in the sounds of so long ago. Time for lust, time for light, time to kiss all your tears goodbye. And I wonder, all the things that never change, come what may, I'm bound for moving to another place where everything's a brand new game. But I'm sure that you know, for this we've got to go.
killradar.org. Here. Band's called T for Two. They're out of Heidelberg, Germany, also known as Deutschland. myspace.com/T42DE. So T42DE. Kind of like T for Two Deutschland. T's and Tom, number four, number two, D's and Donald, E's and Edward. Yay, myspace.com. That was the track called Come What May, and before that was Spanish Night. I just felt like I just took a long musical journey. It was a saga. It was epic. So thanks, T for Two, for submitting all the way from Heidelberg. John had to leave because we are over time now. It's already 4:15 Pacific time. And he has to go pick up his car in Hollywood, and he wanted to make it in time by 5, so he's taking the subway over there, so he wanted to get going. So I'm going to be closing out the show on his behalf. So I want to thank all the bands. Thank you so much for submitting. Thank you so much for listening. Here, webcasts every Monday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. However, due to my upcoming work schedule change, I am sure that's going to be changing soon. And we don't know where we're going to go. We're looking at the schedule and seeing what's open, and based on my schedule and we're just not sure what we're going to do yet. So we'll keep you posted. If you'd like to find out more information about the show, how to submit, anything else, go to myspace.com/here. That's HEAR_HERE. HEAR_HERE. And that's it. So let's close out now. This recording of the show will be available later today. You can find it either through myspace.com. Or, I'm sorry, our blog at myspace.com, which is blog. What is it? Blog? Is it I don't remember. Anyway, go to myspace.com/here_here. Look at our blog and you'll see the most recent entry. You'll also find it at killradar.org and most recent uploads at the bottom of the page of the main page of killradar.org. You can find out all that information. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, next Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Unless I start my job that day. I don't know. I don't know how soon I'm going to be starting, so we'll see. Thank you so much. Killradar.org, here.